Welcome to the Pursuit of Manliness podcast, where we are vigorously equipping men to pursue biblical manliness. My name is Jarrett Samuels. I'm the host of the Pursuit of Manliness podcast. And men, the podcast for this week is the audio recording of a live Facebook teaching that took place within our closed Facebook group. You can go to our closed Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Pursuit of Manliness. You can also watch the video of this teaching by going to YouTube and search The Pursuit of Manliness. Men, now it's time for today's show. As I said in the beginning, man, guys, I want to create a daily plan of action every day. I'm going to show you the model that I use for Tribe. When I do one-on-one coaching, I get far deeper into the methods that I'm going to talk about here. But this is going to give you something to get started, to figure out what your day looks like. I love the quote from Chris Brogan that says that your day is your week, is your month, is your year. What you do today is a microcosm of what your year is going to look like. If you're like me, there have been times that I've got to the end of my week, maybe the end of my month, or even at the end of the year. You're sitting there on December 31st and you're thinking, you know, what was really different this year or this week or this month than the previous weeks, months, or years? And what I started to do was create a daily plan of action to make sure the things that were most important got the lion's share of my time. Because if you don't write down the things that are most important, what can happen is the things that are urgent, the things that appear to be needing to be addressed right now, will begin to override the things that are most important. And what happens is you are reacting instead of living strategically or intentional about your day or your week. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is just unpacking that. I thought about this before I jumped on today, and even as I'm thinking about last night, let me know if you've used methods, if you have something in your life that works for you. I've told people before that sometimes I will, right before I go to bed, I just text myself. I text myself, you know, four or five things I want to make sure that I get to the next day. I want to make sure they get where they need to be. And when I get up in the morning, there's a text message from me from 11 o'clock the night before. There's sticky apps on your computer. There is field notes. You know, I love a little field notebook. We have Tribe. We have a field guide that we use. There's a lot of ways to attack your week, your month, or your year strategically, and that's what we want to walk through right now. Eric, I appreciate that, brother. That's what we're trying to do, is start our Monday off well. There's so much opportunity set before us when we embrace a Monday, and I wanted that, you know, years ago to say, I don't want to dread Mondays anymore. Now, with what I do for a living, I'm a pastor. I take Mondays off, and that's how I do this stuff. I create a lot of content on Mondays, so I love Mondays. It's different for me, but so Tuesday is my Monday, but I still attack Monday well to set up Tuesday better. So three things. I'm going to get into three things here that are really easy when you create your daily plan of action, okay? First and foremost, you need to pause and think. Okay, and so like I tweeted that last night, that what you do on Monday really starts on Sunday evening. I'm talking Sunday evening when it's winding down. Now, depending on your job, that may not be possible. You may not always be able to have the time. Good morning, brother. Appreciate you jumping on, man. But I pause and think. So I look at my week and say, okay, what do I need to accomplish? And one of the things we do with Tribe, and I'm going to get into this more, is we have this field guide and we write down every day. It's called Daily Plan of Action. It says the most important things I need to accomplish today are, and then there's five spots. Some days I'll put three things down. Some days I'll put 15 things down. It just depends on what it is. So I know that my week kind of has a rhythm to it, but there are still things that will pop up, or things that are abnormal, or things that I'm thinking about June right now, and I need to do work. I need to start working on that right now. I don't want to overschedule my day. I don't overschedule every minute. I've tried that. It's exhausting and there's no room for error. But I try to block out three or five major things that I need to do that day. Sometimes it's as simple as I need to pray with my wife. You just know you're off, so I just need to pray with my wife. Sometimes it's run to the, you know, the post office. I hate going to the post office. Sometimes it's, you know, maybe there's an appointment I have to get to, whatever, but I put that on there. The first thing I do when I pause and think before I even really think, is I write down, read the Bible. Forgive me, read the Bible. If I don't put read the Bible on there, it's going to get pushed. It's like tithing. If you don't tithe from the first fruits of your week or of your check, it's going to get lost in the shuffle. And the kids need shoes, and you know, we got a vacation coming up. And so I tithe my day with the first fruits. When I say that, I don't get up at 6 a.m. I'm not a 5 a.m. guy, okay? So I sleep in as long as I can. That's our rhythm of our life. When I say sleep in as long as I can, I'm talking 7 a.m., okay? But I get up at 7 a.m., I shower, I get coffee, and I do whatever I need to do to get where I need to be. Before I jumped on this video, I read my Bible. I'm in Psalms right now. For me personally, that's where I'm reading in Psalms. So I'll read that and make sure that gets the first fruit of my day before I do this, before I do, you know, the other tasks that need to be accomplished that day. So think through the day. Think about your day. What is urgent and what can be put off a little bit? And I'm not talking about, you know, delaying responsibility. But there are some things you're like, that's really a Friday thing. You know what? For me, I schedule certain things on Fridays because that day's a little different than the rest of the week. And you know your rhythm and you know what that looks like. Now, your season of life is going to be different than mine. We had a season of life where we lived at the soccer field every single night but one. And that night, I led a class at the church. So that season of life, margin for error was really small. But we knew that was only a 10, 11, 12 week window. And so I knew for that block, okay, what can be accomplished during this time? But when I got out of that block, it's time to ramp it back up and get the right things done. Because I want to be a man of effort. I want to give maximum effort every day. One of the things I do for me, and I hit on this and we talked about it in Tribe, is I learned a model years ago called 6x6 from Bill Hybels and Gene Apple. I tried to modify it to fit me, the staff I work with, the guys in Tribe, and then one-on-one coaching. Now, if we were to do one-on-one coaching, we really get into 6x6. Six things you're going to focus on for 6 months. The reason why we don't get way into it in Tribe is because we're focusing on other things. But we do talk about it. It's important. But like when I talk about staff and I talk about coaching, we're really going to get into, okay, what does that look like? And under that bullet point, you may say, I need to, you know, yard work, whatever. We're really going to drill into that. And it's going to get frustrating probably a little bit so that it brings clarity. 6x6 for me brings a ton of clarity. And every so often, June 1st, I'll do a new one. And I look at June 1st till the end of the year. What do I need to do for my 6x6 so that I maximize those 6 months? And then I block them. I map them on the calendar. That's another thing we do in coaching is calendar mapping. So you put that on your calendar and go, okay, where does that fit on my calendar? I only feel like I have an hour when I get home. Okay, well, what can we do? I want to read more books. Well, maybe that's not in the cards right now. So we look at that. And so look at your day. And as you look at your day and you say, well, that's really a Wednesday thing. Well, then whatever method you're using, write that on Wednesday. So for me, I don't know if you can see that a little bit. I can see a little, I have some points here. This is an old field guide. So I don't even know what's on here. Read the Bible, email guys about Sunday, work on sermon, turn in receipts, email discipleship people, study notes, and best practices. Okay. So with that, let's say I get into that and realize best practices doesn't really need to be till Thursday. I will turn the page to Thursday and go ahead and write that on there so that when I get to Thursday, it's already there. And so not only are you thinking about Monday, you just thought about Thursday. And when you think about Thursday, it's amazing how many times Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday will start to come in. There's times where I've used index cards and the whole week might be laid out and I just throw the card away and I cross it off. Cross off everything you do. There's a kind of a incentive, right? Like, yes, that's done. What's the next thing? What's the next thing I need to accomplish? Man, celebrate the win, okay? So my question to you is, how often do you pause and think about your day? What does that look like for you? Do you take it the night before, which I recommend, or do you do it when you get to the office, when you get to your work? Do you do it in the car before you walk into the office? What does that look like for you so that you make sure when I walk in that day, the urgent things, while they may need to be addressed, they're not always as urgent as they appear, okay? Yes, if you had children, those urgent things are different, but your boss may ask you to do something that really you felt the pressure to do it right now. It may be something that it can be done, you know, later on the week, and maybe ask about that. Hey, I got these three things. Is this something I can start tomorrow? Again, everybody's job, everyone's life is different. So the second thing is you got to write it out. You got to write it out. For me, I'm a pen and paper guy. I don't have my notebooks over here. I even write out my sermons. I write out what I do with this almost. I didn't last night, but I do. I write out all the stuff. And I underline it, or scripture might be in red. You don't have to go to that degree, but writing it out is different than just having it in your head somewhere or going, every Monday, I always do these things. Yeah, but it's easy to get to the end of Monday and realize, man, I just wasted an entire day on one thing that got too much time. So it allows you to see those priorities. Write it out. Write out all the projects that you need to do, responsibilities, whatever that is. And then you're looking at that. So maybe for you, you push mow an acre of land. Well, you may not be able to do 17 more things that day because you know that's going to take a large chunk of your time. But you know on Tuesday, that day is wide open. Write out those things and be reasonable about what you can accomplish. Sometimes I'll write, start planning out or start taking notes on or start the conversation with so-and-so about this future project, okay? If it's coaching, I may go back and look at like notes that I've done knowing I have a call later on that I'll look at and go, okay, so-and-so, this was three things that he said he wanted to focus on. Now let's talk about that when we talk on this day. So your day is going to be different, but write it out. Man, I can't encourage that enough. If you're an electronic guy, it's not the end of the world. That's good too, as long as you stick with it. Whatever you have, just stick with it. So write it out. Put them in order if possible. As I said, mine is read the Bible first, and then I kind of go from there. Email the guys about Sunday. Naturally, that must have been an important thing. Since you wrote it out, cross it off when you're done. I love this Matthew 6:27. It has a very calming effect to me. And which of you being anxious can add a single hour to the span of his life? So you say, God, this is your day. God, this is your day. God, I'm your man and I am doing your work here to your glory. What do you want me to accomplish today? What needs to be accomplished? And that's where that pause and think leads you to writing it out. God is going to work on your heart. And if you discipline yourself in this, God is going to work on your heart all the time. There's times where I've created even a bigger map of this, and I won't get into it in this call, but there's times where I'll even write out future things that I know I want to get to, but they're just not going to fit in this week right now. But once I write it out, it's there, it's hanging. I'll have one of those giant post-it notes in my office, and I can see it all the time. I have a project right now that I can see, and I know I'm going to get to it when the smoke clears, and I have tons of notes on it, and I'll revisit it in my mind. But write it out. Man, take your time, write it out. So for you, do you use a journal, a field guide? I've used index cards. I like index cards because I can put them in the book I'm reading. I can put them in my pocket. They get all mangled up, right? That's not always a bad thing. They get mangled up. Sticky notes are okay, but they fall off and they're easy to lose. What works for you? What has been a good... I know there's apps that will remind you of things. If that works for you, man, use that, lean into that. So the first thing is pause and think. The second thing is write it out. Again, you're an instrument of God. And whatever you're doing, whatever your calling is, whatever your job is, I don't care if you work in fast food. God, this is my role today. But maybe one of the things God has put on your list in your mind is I want to encourage this person. Great. I want to tell three people today that walk through my line, I'm praying for you. Whatever it is, man, you can write those things down. And at the end of the day, you go back to that list and you just cross them off, check them off, whatever works for you, okay? Number three is review it. Take a look at what you're doing and what you've got done. You even go back. This is why I'm a firm believer in staying committed to something. So when we do Tribe, you get, 180 days. So 6 months in this thing where they can go back and flip through the pages. There are times, I've been there too, where you miss days. Leave them blank because that's a reminder that day I missed. That's okay. We're just trying to get better. And so whether it's your phone, your journal, sticky notes, whatever, use something that you can go back to and look at and say, man, I keep putting this on there. I remember years ago, one of my 6x6s was every Friday I wanted to go down and I wanted to prepare this one environment where it was like a storage space. And I hated it and I loathed it. And I put it at the very end on Friday where I was already kind of checking out and I was done and I was going home. And I realized at the end of that 6x6, it was highly ineffective to put it there. I need to put it at a different spot in the week where I had a little more energy, a little more focus. And it had to hurt. It had to hurt a little bit. So go back, review it. It's a good practice to go back and see all the intentional effort you spent that day. I'm a firm believer in this. There's a lot of men walking around who think they're really hard workers. And I'm not questioning your work ethic. But what I realized for me when I started writing out what was most important was I was not as hard of a worker as I thought I was. What I found was I was very repetitive in my working. I did the same things over and over, and yet I would leave, you know, at the end of the week, the month, whatever, the year, and be frustrated that there wasn't real progress in my growth. I was frustrated there wasn't progress in what I did professionally, in my ministry or whatever. And I realized you're doing the same things every day. What you need to do when you review your list is say, okay, how do I stretch myself and learn something different? Maybe that you just add something to the list that's totally radical to your week. You're like, I would never do that. That's fantastic. That is one of the best things you can do is get beyond your comfort zone. I started reading books that were thicker, okay? I started taking on projects that I didn't want any part of. Even doing things like this, you know, a couple years ago, I had no desire to ever do any video, podcast, or whatever. So I started to stretch myself to get out of that comfort zone. I started that by doing live Facebook videos in my car. I know it's dangerous to do it. You guys always let me know. But what I would do is I would even put a little like post-it note type thing like under my phone or somewhere where I could see it. So I remember the points I wanted to make because I just wasn't comfortable doing that. But for what I do for a living, I needed to flex that muscle. I need to stretch that muscle. I need to work at some. It might be, you know, taking your family somewhere that you would never take that. I don't know what it is for you, but I would encourage you to look at that list and say, let's make sure I really am a man of effort. Once again, I want to revisit this. I think most men believe they're hard workers. And I'm not saying you're not, but are you maximizing your effort or are you just doing enough to not get fired? I mean, are you doing enough to stay on the team? Are you doing enough? You know, the boss loves it. You know, I mean, really stretch yourself because at the end of our life, we don't want our life to be for lack of effort. Man, go all in. And what I realized was I wasn't as hard of a worker as I thought I was or that I was even telling people I was. So Psalms 90:12, great verse. You probably know it says, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. God, I want to count this day, this Monday as I make this video. I want it to mean as much as you will allow me to let it mean. And I want to go all in on that. And I want to maximize my effort on a Monday. And so I do that by pausing and thinking. I do that by writing it out. And I do it by reviewing the list and going back to it. One of the disciplines that I try to tell guys when I talk to them about being pastors or preaching or communicating on any stage is to go back and listen or watch yourself communicate because you're going to pick up on things that's going to drive you nuts. It's going to bother you to no end. Well, if it bothers you, what's it doing to everyone else who's watching you do what you do, right? The same is true with your week, your day, whatever. You did it. And you thought you did it really well. I assume that, right? And you're a good man. You want to do it well. But go back and say, did I really do it well? When I say I did this task and I crossed it off, did I just complete the task or did I do it well? Because sometimes like kids trying to get a, you know, what is that called? Get money at the end of the week. Sometimes kids trying to get money at the end of the week, you just cross it off because you're trying to say you did the task. Did you do the task or did you do it really well? Do you really know what you're doing or did you just complete it enough that, you know, that's what I'm saying. So I want to encourage you in that. So listen, I know talking about this for some guys feels like doing one more thing. It feels like just a pain in the neck. I don't want to do it. I don't want to create check boxes in my life. It's an unnecessary discipline. I think this, doing a daily plan of action every day, committing to it. Say you commit to it till the end of May. Committing to it for the summer. Doing that is kind of like reading books, doing sit-ups, or saving money. Nobody notices until you need it. And nobody knows that you read books until you need some knowledge. Nobody knows you do sit-ups until you go to the beach or until you're visibly healthier. Nobody knows you save money until you need money, right? So doing these things seems like such a discipline. I mean, there's times where I'll go to this field guide and I'm like, man, I don't feel like it today. I just want to jump in. I want to get started. I got a mile high pile of stuff I need to get to. I'm like, no, let's get the right things on this paper. And there's days I can't wait to write. There's days I'm writing out the whole week and I'm already got Friday done. And there's other times where it's a real kind of pain in the neck. But the discipline over time lets you know when you get out of rhythm. You see, if you live your life with a lack of discipline and you're out of rhythm, it leads to chaos. If you live your life with discipline and you get out of rhythm, it's not the end of the world because you know how to get back to it. And so guys, I want to encourage you with that. Either end your night thinking of the next day or start your morning thinking of that day to create a daily plan of action. What is a plan that you can execute this, right guys? It's all about execution. It makes absolutely no sense to write out a list of things that I need to accomplish today and to not address it and not do it. Go back to it. If you're doing that at work or at home or in your office, other people are going to see it. And potentially they may ask, you know, hey, what are you doing? Listen, if you can make the people around you better, that's influence. You're now influencing them. If the people around you get better, your work environment's going to get better. Your home's going to get better. It's not a chore list. It's an opportunity to maximize your effort. Once again, pause and think. Write it out and review it. I'd love to know from you guys. Leave a comment below this video if you're watching it live. Appreciate you men that have jumped on. If you're watching on the replay, you know, leave a comment. Have you implemented a strategy in your life that has allowed you to maximize your effort? Do you use an app? Do you use field notes? Do you use, you know, pen and paper? What does that look like for you? And maybe do you have somebody that holds you accountable for that? What was the impact from having those plans of action? What's the execution like? So again, let me know your comments below. You know, I want to close with this. One of the things that we say often with Pursuit of Manliness is the win the day phrase. I stole it from the Oregon Ducks. I don't think they use it anymore. It's not my phrase, but win the day. I thought, man, that's just such a profound statement because it's hard to argue with that. If you win every day, you know, if I maximize Monday, Tuesday's off to a much better start already because of today. Same thing. Want to get that mindset of winning the day. Deuteronomy 24 says, for the Lord your God, he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. What a better way to honor God and have victory than pursuing winning the day, maximizing your effort. And close with this. Vince Lombardi said this, winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. Guys, it's all about creating healthier habits. It's all about creating a healthier discipline in your life to grow and to stretch yourself. That's why, again, the Men in Tribe, you get this every single day. It's right there. Some guys lean into it and they just thrive from this. And some guys just run from it like it's a poisonous snake and they don't want any part of it. I don't like that idea. I'm telling you, the guys that have that discipline, and it doesn't have to be the field guide, but guys that have that discipline will always maximize their effort, will always get more out of their week. I mean, it's inevitable. And again, that 6x6 model, if you guys want to know more about that or what one-on-one coaching looks like, man, shoot me an email or message. Let's start that conversation. We really get knuckle deep into that and just look at how we maximize your time. There's several other pieces that go with that, but that's one of the integral parts when it comes to just growing. Just taking a broader look at that. If you could take your year and look at it in two semesters, if you will, or two halves, how much more could you accomplish if you look at the first half of 6 months and the second half? I mean, you'll sit there at the end of the year, end of December, and say, man, I had 12 things on my calendar that I went all in on and got the most out of my time. So, man, start today, reap the benefits at the end of the year, guys. So, guys, I appreciate you guys on Facebook that have watched. Thank you for leaving comments. I'll jump on once this live video is over. If you're watching this or listening to this somewhere else, make sure you subscribe, leave a comment. We want to have community within the content. Now, I don't want to just throw out stuff. We want to have community within as you leave comments, as you guys have done the live video and you engage in these things. Other guys get to see your comments and then they get better because of you as well. So men, appreciate you guys checking us out. And I'll talk to you soon, all right? Let's keep raising that standard in our lives and be men who pursue biblical manliness, all right? Talk to you later.